This is Rush to Reason.
You are going to shut your damn yapper and listen for a change, because I got you pegged, sweetheart. You want to take the easy way out because you're scared. And you're scared because if you try and fail, there's only you to blame. Let me break this down for you. Life is scary. Get used to it. There are no magical fixes.
With your host, John Rush.
My advice to you is to do what your parents did. Get a job, sir.
You haven't made everybody equal. You've made them the same, and there's a big difference.
Let me tell you why you're here. You're here because you know something. What you know you can't explain, but you feel it. You felt it your entire life, that there's something wrong with the world. You don't know what it is, but it's there. It is this feeling that has brought you to me.
Are you crazy?
Am I? Or am I so sane that you just blew your mind?
It's Rush to Reason with your host, John Rush. Presented by High Five Plumbing, where every call ends with a high five.
Actually, it's Andy Pate, party of choice.
And it's hour number two here with Andy Pate, filling in for John Rush on Rush to Reason, along with Eli Bremmer. Eli, are you having fun?
I'm having a blast, Andy.
Okay, well, Eli, we got a problem, and you have noticed it. You and I have talked about it for a long time. In the Colorado Republican Party. And that is, I don't care about their views. Do you love Trump, not like Trump? Do you, you know, are you as conservative as I am on taxes and guns and things? Or are you maybe not quite as conservative? That's not the big thing. My big problem right now with the Colorado Republican Party is favoritism and the end of neutrality. Within the party, picking favorites, picking winners and losers, siding with this one, siding with that one. Have you seen this?
Well, first of all, I want to clarify. We're not talking about Colorado Republicans. We're talking about the
leadership.
Party organization. Not the, and I won't even give it this. It's not the leadership. It is the party organization.
Fair
because
enough.
This is not being done by people who have stood for election on the primary ballot. This is a party organization that is organized through an insider system. That does not fundamentally speak for Republicans in our state anymore.
Okay, well, one place that you would never expect all this to be happening is Douglas County. They've always been, in the past, an extremely united Republican county, but they've been fracturing. They've been having problems. We have Joy Overbeck with us right now to tell us, give us a lot of the inside scoop on what's been going on in Douglas County Republicans. Joy, how are you today?
Oh, I'm great. How are you guys?
I'm doing well. You know, Joy, I've read your stuff for years on Town Hall Magazine, so it's always fun to talk to you. Joy, could you just jump right in? What has happened in Douglas County, and specifically if you want to get right into the last Douglas County school board elections, for instance?
Yeah, the school board election was first. What the party did is they did all this kind of fandango and shenanigans and refused, essentially, although they say they tried to partner with and endorse our three best candidates, who are Andy Jones, who's been involved in the school board forever and helped us get a conservative board finally elected a couple of years ago, and Maria Sumnick and a guy named Jason. What's Jason's last name? Anyway, he was just actually elected to serve out somebody else's term, one of the radical wokesters who resigned in a huff. And so those are the three best candidates, but the party decided to base their whether or not they would endorse, and those three were all Republicans, of course, on whether or not a candidate would supporting the school bond and mill levy, 5A and 5B.
Okay, wait a minute, Joy, I got to jump in here, because if you are the county party, your job is to support all Republicans, favor none. You can't say, well, gee, because we don't like them on this or that issue, we're not going to support this or that Republican. You leave that up to the voters. The voters make that
decision.
Well, no.
They decided, in fact, and in fact, I wrote a column about this, is at my Facebook page, Joy Overbeck, or you can go to my Joy Overbeck columnist Facebook page and see a lot of my columns posted there. But
one more time. How do people see that?
Joy Overbeck, columnist, columnist,
on Facebook. Just want to make sure everybody hears it. Go ahead, Joy.
Or just my name, Joy Overbeck. There, I've got two Facebook pages, and then of course a Twitter X page with Joy Overbeck 1, at Joy Overbeck 1. But anyway, they decided to, they passed a resolution that they didn't want to support new taxes. And, of course, the school funding does amount to new taxes. And, of course, it's a bad time to have new taxes. We all know that our property taxes went zoom ola. But this is what the school board decided to put on the ballot. And, of course, it's a separate issue, right? It's a separate issue. People can vote for it or not. But they decided, they meaning the party elite, which is basically the 45 or so district captains,
okay,
and the officers, the officer corps, are all something called the executive committee. And they voted they didn't ever vote to only endorse candidates who were against the bond and the mill levy, but what-ho, that's what they essentially did. The only one they endorsed, and because Ted Harvey insisted that they only put the one that they endorsed on the website, on the Douglas County GOP website.
Okay, now that's huge, Joy, because when it comes time for these local elections and school board elections, Republicans, a lot of times, they don't know the names. This isn't Trump versus Biden. And so what do? They all go to – go ahead.
Well, and the your party affiliation is not on the ballot.
Right.
These are
It's a
nonpartisan race.
Right. And this is why you know, and we had this in Arapahoe County too. And so what does everybody do? They go, the Republicans all go to the county GOP website to see who are the Republicans running, who do I support?
Sure.
And you're saying that three of our four candidates were not on the site, were not listed?
That's right. Only the one that they endorse because he's against the mill levy and bond. And his battle cry was, "I'm going to burn it all down." In other words, the public school system,
so,
if he gets elected.
Joy,
and he's a guy. He's the worst candidate in the universe because he got the fewest number of votes, as it turned out.
So,
and the other thing, let me just tell you, the other thing they did, they voted to send out, you know, one of those big campaign postcards.
Yeah.
And it only listed this one candidate as the only candidate who is the Republican who is
okay,
running.
Whoa. You're talking the county party uh-huh, money uh-huh, only put uh-huh out a postcard with one uh-huh of their four candidates picking
right
which Republican they wanted to support over the ones they didn't.
They were promoting this, and it cost our Douglas County party $7,000.
Okay,
so,
Eli,
Joy,
you got a question.
All right, just for clarification, I know the answer to this. What was the result of that bond when it was put in front of the voters?
Well, that's just it. The party insists, you know, in their analysis, the analysis of the primary analyzer, who I won't name because he's such a joke, he wrote a column which tried to destroy my column for Complete Colorado. And he said, no Republican will ever vote for new taxes for schools. And of course, that is absolutely destroyed. His argument is absolutely destroyed by the fact that the electorate in Douglas County did vote to pass 5A,
and it wasn't that close, if I remember right.
The mill, yeah, right. And it was the mill levy, the bond. They defeated the bond, but again,
and that's a strongly Republican county that voted uh-huh in that mill levy, which obviously disproves the idea that no Republicans would vote for it.
Well, that's what I just said.
Yeah, I'm agreeing with you.
But they're really slow learners. In fact, I think they might be non-learners. It's like when I wrote this column, which is about how basically they helped defeat our three candidates. They all screamed and yelled and wrote two actual columns that tried to destroy me and my column. But you know, the logic is right there. I mean, the electorate, and then they go, "Oh, well, it was the teachers union." The teachers get to vote too, right? And of course, they're going to vote probably to increase their salaries, which is what 5A was about. So now they've concocted, because they stick to their narrative. They just stick to their craziness, and they've concocted now in this other column this other person wrote for Complete Colorado about how the conservative school board helped defeat our three best candidates, and how now now they're saying in this column.
They're blaming the school board when they, whoa,
yeah,
they're blaming the school board when they took those three candidates, did not let all the Republicans in the county see them on the website because, once again, they don't know who's a Republican and who isn't. That's why they go to the website.
Yep.
And they didn't include them on the flyer that they sent out to all the Republicans. So they literally blocked all three Republicans as a county party, and now they're blaming the school board?
Not only that, but now they're saying that any time the school board, and by the way, we used to have four Republicans and three wokesters, and now because of them, we had three wokesters that were just elected, So, and luckily, we had an appointment for Jason, who didn't make the office. He wasn't elected. And so the board, the board president, who is still, thank God, a conservative, appointed another Republican. So now we only have one more Republican than the wokesters.
With more elections coming up.
Election,
yep.
And who knows if they're, and because their party is turned against them, who knows if our great Republican conservative school board members will even run. They're literally discriminating against, and it's just insanity. It's like some kind of suicide cult.
Well,
it's the most ridiculous thing you. And now, not only that, but now they're saying, if the board, and they voted unanimously last time to put these two measures, 5A and 5B, on the ballot. If the party, the Douglas County GOP, is now saying, if the board votes to put these school funding measures, i.e., taxes, on the ballot this next time, then we're never going to elect another conservative school board member. So they've got themselves a built-in excuse, which is bogus, because, as we said, they
undercut their own candidates, and now they're blaming that these measures are on the ballot as if funding measures won't come up on the ballot. It's nuts. Go ahead, Eli.
There's one of my favorite sayings in politics is, you can be right or you can be married. And, you know, that applies obviously to marriage, but it also applies to politics, right? Because we have a Republican Party disease, I'll say, in Colorado, where we have people who are so worried about being ideologically pure in their own eyes that they forget. And Douglas County is such a great example because the voter registration is so strong for Republicans. The advantage is so strong for Republicans that we don't have to guess. The electorate there wanted, you know, some of these measures there. So we don't have to think anymore, gee, did the electorate want it? They proved it in the election. And yet,
these people are sabotaging their own best candidate.
Well, and what really matters, like, I'm going to brag for 1 minute about the school board where I am. I'm in downtown Colorado Springs, District 11, historically a really lousy school district. I was very opposed a number of years ago when the leftists on the board put forward a tax increase. I voted against it. And would do so again today. We have had conservatives take over our school board, and let me tell you about all the times I've read about them in the news. Went through every time. But you know what they've done? They've gone through, and instead of fighting, you know, tilting at windmills and fighting with the electorate, they're doing crazy things like working to increase academic standards, increase teacher accountability. All of these things that actually matter to parents, and they're getting reelected and building a bigger mandate. This is what conservatives should do.
And that's the opposite of what happened in Douglas County. Hey, we're talking to Joy Overbeck, and she's telling us everything that's going on in Douglas County GOP politics. Joy, let me go to break. We're going to come right back. Sound good? Okay, I'll take that as a yes. Up next is Premier Home Remodel. Whether remodeling one room or several, you're going to want your contractors coordinated under one roof. For remodeling that looks the best and runs the smoothest, call Premier at 720-619-8773.
Start planning the remodel she's been dreaming of now with Premier Home Remodels. Don't wait for higher labor prices, material, and inflation to price you out of the market for a remodel. You can use the equity in your home that has significantly increased over the last 10 years to leverage into a custom remodel that will add significant additional equity in your home. Contacting Premier now, ahead of the spring and summer rush, ensures adequate time for their network of skilled tradesmen to help you plan the personalized details of your ideal remodel, no matter the size. You both have been waiting for the right time to remodel for years. And
now. With Premier, you have the right company who will guarantee your satisfaction. You need to work with Premier Home Remodels to give your wife her dream home now. So why not make the call and start a conversation with the Premier team on how to add to your home value and her happiness with a custom remodel. Find them today under advertisers at klzradio.com.
K&R Home Transitions. Hey, it's a tougher market now. So get two realtors for the price of one. And that way you're going to have all the angles covered with Catherine and Robin. For the total package, call K&R at 720-437-8210.
Catherine and Robin with K&R know how to make you the most money on the sale of your home. A recent client told them that he saw how hard they worked for someone else in his neighborhood, the open houses, their research digging deep on home valuations in that area, and the way that they presented the house to potential buyers. He knew that they just get it. Kat and Robin are creative, and they are hard-nosed when they need to protect you from another realtor or problem person. Having two sets of expertise and individual strengths helps maximize what your home can sell for. They watch the contractor making a fix on your home, and they check out the home inspection items that don't seem quite right. Catherine knows how to present the home well and maximize the relationships. Robin will slay the dragon, and anyone who stands in the way of selling your home should be very afraid. You need the Real Estate Protectors, Catherine and Robin from K&R Home Transitions. Contact Catherine and Robin today at klzradio.com/home or call them at 720-437-8210.
Veteran Windows and Doors guarantees every window and door they install is installed correctly. That means insulated, flashed, and sealed on the inside and outside for your benefit. It's because they follow stricter installation codes than what is required to protect you and your home from any additional costs or problems. And Veteran commits to a 5-year labor warranty because they want to go the extra mile. They are that confident in their craftsmanship and product. Veteran Windows and Doors will take time to make sure your home is weathertight during installation so that you remain comfortable throughout the entire process. Veteran promises they will always be there for you on the phone and in person in the rare chance any issues arise. Other companies give you a shorter labor warranty, and they may never return your call. For the month of April, enjoy free installation on your windows and doors with Veteran. Check out Veteran Windows and Doors today at klzradio.com.
Replacing a commercial or flat roof is costly, not to mention the complications that can come with following new energy and environmental codes. We here at Roof Savers Colorado want to simplify things for you. Hi, I'm Madison Hart.
And I'm Elizabeth Hart.
Whether you are in property management or own a commercial property, we are here to help you save money and keep an energy efficient and watertight roof.
Flat roof coatings increase the longevity of a roof while also providing UV reflectivity. And there is no need to worry about water accumulation on the roof. With a flat roof coating, water is able to sit on the roof without ever absorbing through it. This leaves the roof at an extremely low risk of experiencing leaks.
Roof Savers has your back. Don't let your commercial roof distract you from your bigger priorities. Let Roof Savers simplify your day-to-day responsibilities.
Call today at 303-710-6916 or go to roofsaversco.com. That's 303-710-6916 or go to roofsaversco.com to have a free inspection done on your flat roof.
Your holidays may have brought all sorts of unwanted gunk to your home plumbing, and High Five can help fix it fast. Your guests are gone and you're smelling new smells from your drains or seeing sinks and showers drain slowly. It's time to call the professionals. Finding where the problem is can be like finding a needle in a haystack, but with High Five's cutting-edge tools and resources, they'll have those drains flowing again in no time. High Five can take video of your main line and use the highest quality tools like digital augers and jetters to clear clogs so that you can get back to your day hassle-free. Mainline cleaning is dependent on your main access being cleared of furniture or appliances and is ultra affordable. Tell High Five you heard about it on Rush to Reason and you'll get $100 off the service. Get started today at klzradio.com/plumbing.
putting reason into your afternoon drive. This is John Rush.
And welcome back to Rush Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. We're talking to Joy Overbeck right now about Douglas County GOP. And Joy, really quick, before I'm going to ask you to go further into what's happening in Douglas County. But first, getting back to the school board candidates, it's not like the county party didn't have an option here. Okay? They could simply have put the other candidates on all their literature and on their website, but had links to each one of their, one of their websites, and anybody could go to their website and see, oh, they support 5A and 5B. Okay? In other words, give all information and let the voters see all the candidates and decide for themselves. But instead, they're doing the very thing that we accuse the left of doing all the time. It's called canceling.
Cancel culture. That's what they, they bounced me off a couple of the executive comm Zoom meetings because they didn't like what I was saying in the chat.
Because you were critical of them. What else is going on down in Douglas County?
Well, I'll tell you, a couple of meetings ago, and of course I'm a precinct chair, so I get to look in on the Zooms. I could go to the meetings, but, you know, hey. So I look in on, I listen in on the Zooms, I watch in on the Zooms, and a couple of weeks ago, George Brockler, who had not decided if he just joined the race for JD 23, the new judicial district, that includes, Douglas, it's three counties, Elbert and Douglas, and I think Lincoln. And, he got up at the podium, and during the time when officers and the meeting gives electeds and people who are running for office a little time, like 2 minutes to speak. He got up at the podium, and as I said, he had just joined the race, and he hadn't decided whether he was going through caucus or not. Well, they have this rule, they meaning the Dougco elite at these meetings, the executive committee meetings, that you can't speak before this group, which is 45 or so district captains and, you know, who knows how many precinct leaders, unless you commit to go to caucus and assembly.
Okay, and what's this group again? This is the Douglas County.
This is
County.
45 or so. The Douglas County Executive Committee.
It's the exec committee.
District captains, yeah.
And for those who don't know, I'm going to catch them up really quick. You can get on the ballot two different ways. You can petition or you can go through caucus.
Right. Sorry, I should have said that.
And so what they're basically saying is if you don't choose the way we like more, then you can't come and speak to us.
Or actually, by the way, you can do both also.
Yeah, you can do both.
You can do a hybrid. Okay. But they want you to commit. Well, George hadn't committed yet. He got up to the podium. Yeah, that's what they want to do. They're actively discriminating against people who petition on is what they're doing. And they want everybody to go through the caucus. And if they don't, there are all kinds of restrictions they put on them that handicap them as candidates. They're not listed on pretty much they don't get access to the assembly delegate list, okay, if they don't go through caucus and assembly. And as they,
that's huge.
It's huge because they're not able to communicate with the people who are going to assembly if they want to do the hybrid and you know, get 10% or whatever, or rather if they don't want to go to assembly at all and just petition on, which is perfectly legal. So George is up at the podium, and this woman who's very strident and just completely obnoxious at these meetings stands up in the second row and screams at George Brockler, who served us really well in JD 18, has been a great prosecutor for
sure.
us, screams at him, points to the door and screams at him, commit or get out. Okay, and she does like that a couple of times.
How did the crowd respond?
Well, a couple of people got up and walked out. And a couple of the district captains, and everybody kind of was in shock, right? And George conferred with Steve Peck, who is our chair, and Steve basically said, well, you know, are you going through caucus? And George said he hadn't decided. This is, of course, before the caucus on March 7th. And so they told George he had to leave and not speak. And so that's when I wrote in the chat, cancel culture right here, right now. And they bumped me off the Zoom.
You see, right. And this is one thing that's really frustrating, Joy, because both ways of getting on the ballot are totally legal and totally valid. And you can go through the caucus system, or you can petition on. But there are two huge differences. Number one, the caucus system is going to be a much higher percentage of the people who are there voting on you are insiders uh-huh. and activists who are connected to party leaders. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Whereas when you petition, you are out there amongst far, far, far more general Republican voters. And so in other words, when you petition on, you're going out and getting permission from the people. When you have to go through caucus, you have to go through a group of people. Yes, anybody can go to caucus, but it's largely populated with insiders and activists.
That's right. That's right. And that's what
and that
a
makes,
lot of us
that allows
like
them to control.
It. But yeah. That's it. So what happens is the Purity Patrol, who I call the Purity Patrol. Of course, I'm a caucus person, and I go to caucus and I run my caucus because I'm a precinct leader.
Right.
But the problem is, we're always going to get the most conservative candidates. The Purity Patrol, the people I call the Purity Patrol, want. And the problem is, we can't be. They don't understand the concept of majority rule. We only have 19 Republicans in the state house versus I think 45, 46 Democrats. We can't be that particular. We just have to get Republicans elected. And a lot of these people just won't back anybody who isn't a total purist and somebody who is a squeaky clean conservative through and through, which I am, right? But I also see the necessity of putting people up there in various slots who can be elected in the general election. And so that's a problem. They don't get majority rule. And they don't get Ronald Reagan's famous brilliant precept, which is, you know, someone agrees with me 80% of the time, they're a ally and a friend, not a 20% traitor.
But Joy, see, I disagree with just one thing. I agree with almost everything you just said there, but I don't agree that it's who's the most conservative. I think it's who is most controllable by the leadership class, because mm-hmm. I have watched this time and again. I won't mention a name, but we had an individual down in El Paso County who went on social media and denounced unbridled capitalism, said we need capitalism in moderation and it needs to be constrained. That term was actually adopted by Nikolai Lenin and is opposed to private property rights. He says, you know, if you have a property, your neighbors should be allowed to control what goes on it. These are not necessarily the most conservative people. They're the ones that the political insiders know that they can control. And to me, that's why the system is failing.
Well, I think possibly that's certainly an element of what we're discussing here and a problem. But the other thing is that now, because of the rule change, I think it was the September Central Committee meeting, which is, of course, a state committee, which is hundreds and hundreds of Republicans who are delegates to this meeting. It was in Castle Rock. And did you know this? They changed the rules that now there's no neutrality at all in they changed the bylaws. Now the bylaws say.
And this is for the whole state.
This is for the whole state.
Okay,
exactly.
Go ahead.
If the pre-primary, before the primary, if a county, meaning a county party, wants to come against or, you know, sabotage basically any candidate, then they can do so before the primary.
A fellow Republican who's running in the primary.
Yeah.
So the county party Republicans can attack
that's
one.
Right.
Go ahead.
Yeah. No candidate for any designation or nomination for partisan public office shall be endorsed, supported, or opposed by the CRC, the Colorado Republican Committee,
right.
Acting as an entity or by its state officers or committees before the primary election, unless blah, 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 or the candidate has gained access to the primary election ballot but has not participated in the applicable authorized Republican Assembly/Convention. Additionally, the CRC and the various Republican county and district central committees have no obligation to support and may oppose any candidate who has gained access to the primary election outside outside of the assembly slash convention process.
Okay, that opens the floodgates to total bias and picking and choosing favorites. Well, and, go ahead, Eli. Right.
And I said earlier this is about the Republican Party organization. It's not about Republicans.
Right.
In my county, almost every single person that won the primary did not either go through or win the county assembly. So it's further driving a wedge between the actual Republican voters and the party organization, which is the danger of this whole philosophy.
Exactly. It's the same in Dugco, and it's the same statewide. Ron Hanks and Greg Lopez were dominated basically by the party, convention, the state convention, to be Greg, the gubernatorial candidate, and Ron Hanks, the senatorial candidate. And it turned out in the primary, neither of them won. Two people won in the Republican primary.
Okay,
The caucus does not represent Republican voters. That's what people have to remember. It represents a group of insiders.
Problem. It represents a portion, the more activated portion that is insiders and activists. Joy, we got to head out, but let me ask you this really quick in closing. What you're basically talking about is favoritism has taken over. Okay, it's taken over, and the entire concept of neutrality has been tossed out within the party. Leaders are choosing favorites. They are leaving people that they don't like off the literature, off the website. They're advancing the ones they do like, or they're advancing people who go through the methods they like caucus rather than petition. Let me ask you this last question. How is this going to affect our party long term in Douglas County and Colorado?
Well, I think it's going to discourage people from running for office when their own party turns against them and does this kind of favoritism thing that we're talking about. It's just wrong. I mean, the Article 2, Section 2, Section 2 primary purpose of the Republican Party in Colorado is, quote, the primary purpose of this organization shall be to elect Republican candidates to office to achieve the objectives of the Republican Party at county, state, and national levels,
right,
et cetera. And so this actually goes against what they're doing, in my estimation, actually cancels out and negates and opposes the primary duty and responsibility and purpose of this entire organization. They can't play favorites. They can't play favorites and expect to be taken personally. Taken seriously as a party.
Well, and Joy, thanks for calling him out. I got to let you go. We got to go to break. We're running over here. Joy Overbeck, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
You bet. Okay, up next is Group Insurance Analyst. Do you know all the details about insurance? If you don't, have GIA shop for you. Just call Group Insurance Analyst at 303-423-0162, or you can find them at e-gia.com.
Finding the right health insurance plan can be confusing, and picking the wrong plan can cost you thousands of dollars more in medical costs out of your pocket. Call Paul Lenigro at GIA Insurance, and his team of ACA health specialists will help you find the right plan for your needs and at the very best premium. As independent brokers, GIA Insurance can help you navigate through the maze of health insurance options so you get the right plan to fit your needs at the best premium. GIA never charges fees, and your premiums will never be any higher than going directly to the insurance companies or buying online. Receive the local hands-on service you don't get with a call center or online. Whether it is qualified health insurance plan, dental, life, or vision insurance, GIA has got you covered. Call 303-423-0162, extension 100. GIA is an authorized enrollment center for Connect for Health Colorado, the only place you can get an advanced premium tax credit to lower your premium.
If you live in Colorado and do not have solar, Alan Davis with Level Engineering will save you money on your electricity bill. Without having solar installed, you're missing out on one of the great benefits of living in Colorado. When you own your own home, solar is a no-brainer because you can lower your monthly utility bill. Lock in your rate to pay for the solar panels, around 5%, and miss the 10 to 20% annual power bill increase. Looking at your utility bills, you'll see that your power comes from a coal plant hundreds of miles away. Over 50% of your bill is for transporting that electricity from the plant to your home, farm, or business. It's like ordering a pizza for $20, and when it gets to you, the delivery driver tells you to pay $55 due to the $35 delivery charge. You wouldn't do that. So why would you pay more with your power bill? Lower your utility bills and increase the equity in your home. Call Alan Davis at 303-378-7537 to learn how he can help you. Or go to klzradio.com/solar.
Are you waiting for rates to go down? Are all of your monthly payments too much? No room for taxes or insurance increases? Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage. Do you have rates in the threes and fours on your mortgage? We can help you lower your total monthly payments by $700 to $1,200 a month. Money saved is money earned. 720-895-0500, Affordable Interest Mortgage. Have you purchased a home in the last 2 years? With rates down 1% to 1.5%, start saving hundreds now. Take AIM and let our experience save you money. 720-895-0500. Have you taken out an FHA or VA loan? With rates dropping, they offer a streamlined loan that requires no income verification, no increase in current payoff, no appraisal required, and payments $250 to $400 a month lower. And you may also be able to skip two payments. Take AIM, 720-895-0500. We have been saving homeowners thousands since 2001. It's like giving yourself a raise. Affordable Interest Mortgage, 720-895-0500. That's 720-895-0500. NMLS 217147, regulated by DORA, Equal Credit Lender.
Are you a retired salesperson? Would you like to make some extra income with minimal time involved and no pressure? I may have the perfect option for you. My name is Tom Lozano, and I'm in the final clean business. What is final clean? We work with the major commercial construction companies in Colorado. When an apartment complex or hotel is just about finished, they need a final clean company to make the project ready for the owner. So what would you be doing? It's so simple. I teach you to find the right person at a commercial project. You introduce yourself to that person and give them a brochure. You pass the contact information over to me and you get paid. And there is a very nice back-end commission available if the job closes. Interested? Go to klzradio.com/final-clean. That's klzradio.com/final-clean. It'll be the easiest sales work you have ever done. klzradio.com/final-clean.
Now, back to Rush to Reason, presented by High Five Plumbing, where every call ends with a high five.
And welcome back to Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Andy Pate filling in for John Rush, along with Eli Bremmer. On the line right now, we got Warren. Warren, how you doing, sir?
What are you doing, Will?
I'm just hanging out. How about you?
Hey, I've transitioned.
You've transitioned?
I went from an alpha male to a sigma.
Well, shall we throw a visibility day for you, a celebration?
I tell you, the GOP in Colorado, I've never seen it this bad.
Can you believe that, Warren? I mean, you guys don't have it like this up in Wyoming. I understand. But can you believe our own party just blowing up campaigns that it doesn't like, picking and choosing favorites?
You know, that's one of the reasons I saw a long time ago, Andy, red is never going to happen in Colorado. I don't care how I've watched this over the years. I'm 75 years old, and they still can't get it together. It's pathetic.
I think you have a point. I mean, Eli, I'm getting hopeless. How about you?
You know, I think there's always potential to get out of it. People always said the same thing about Virginia. And by the numbers, Virginia is actually farther lost than Colorado is.
Well, here's hoping.
But look at how Virginia got turned around. It got turned around because they had a fantastic candidate who the electorate really liked. Was he the purest candidate ever? No, I'm sure there's things about him I don't even agree with. But Glenn Youngkin was an attractive candidate who ran a great campaign. He talked to the electorate. He didn't fight with them. And he's been a fantastic governor.
Yeah, but you know what? I totally agree with all that, but I think Warren's got one big point here. our party here in Colorado right now is being run by people who are
They would never let him in.
They're dividing our own party.
Yep.
And at least Virginia wasn't going through that. I mean, up there in Wyoming, Warren, you guys are pretty united, aren't you?
Yes. They still have some flaws, which is normal. But overall, it's purely red.
Yeah. And when you got somebody who goes off the reservation like Liz Cheney, you guys just wait until the next primary and primary are out. You don't
take
you
care
don't,
of business.
Yeah. You don't have to play favorites, keep her off paperwork or blow up the machine. You guys did it in a mature way. And I thought it was really impressive.
Yeah. Liz Cheney was a very disappointment.
Yeah.
And I'm going to stick up for you, Andy, on VP. That is one of Trump's most important appointees.
Yeah. I think it's really important, especially in this election, because, you know, he's only running for one term.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And whoever comes in is going to have to be a buffer for him.
That I would agree with, too. You got both of us, then.
Tulsi Gabbard or Vivek. That's the only two that I can see that can really do it.
Well, we'll see who they take, Warren. I hope we find out here, what, in another couple months. What do you think, by June?
Yeah, I think by June. I can't imagine they're going to drag it all the way out to the convention.
Warren, when June comes along, I'm going to expect you to call in, and we're all going to, you, me, and John, we're all going to talk about who they pick and see if we got it right.
Well, we hope. At any rate, good program.
Thanks, Warren. And we'll see you next time. Thank you so much for calling in. Hey, really quick here, before we do anything else, the Trump campaign put out an ad 4 days ago. Can I play it?
It's your show. Well, it's not your show, but it's kind of your show right now.
It's kind of my show right now. Listen to this. I think this is well done.
Hi, I'm a volunteer for Joe Biden. Are you registered to vote?
Yeah, I voted for Biden last time.
That's great.
Really? Have you looked around? Everything costs more. Food, gas, housing. We're struggling to pay our bills.
Okay, but what about everything he's done to protect illegal immigrants?
Protect them? Did you see that Biden's paying rent for illegals now? They get handouts and we pay for all of it. And Biden's letting Mexican cartels flood our neighborhoods with murderers and drugs.
Well, Biden's done a ton to stop transgender discrimination.
Transgender discrimination? Stopping men from using girls' bathrooms isn't discrimination. Keeping men out of girls' sports and out of girls' locker rooms is just common sense.
So Biden can still count on your vote, right?
Not this time. Trump will stop the sexualization of our children and declare war on the cartels. I'm voting for Donald Trump. Make America Great Again, Inc. paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising.
Okay, what do you think?
I like it because it hits the issues that America wants to talk about. When Trump does well, it's because he talks about the issues, and people are fed up right now with the failure of Biden. I think if he focuses on those issues, if we can get away from, you know, any, and this is, you know, I'd say true with anybody, if you can keep it away from any drama that's not about the issues, look at what happened with Herschel Walker in Georgia last cycle. He got totally sidetracked by things that didn't matter. If Trump can keep to the issues on this, and from what I'm seeing right now, Andy, this is a very different campaign than 2020. More disciplined, more ferocity.
Yeah.
And I really like what I'm seeing.
Yeah, it's more on point. And one thing that really impresses me with this, we have to take advantage of the sheer weirdness of the Democrats. Look, if they're going to allow for, you know, men to win medals in women's competitions and men to go, you know, biological men to go into women's restrooms and stuff like that, look, take a step back from all the politics for a moment. That's weird.
Well, and there's a
and
great
this ad makes clear, hey man, that's weird.
And it's and here's what I like. It's not cruel, it's not mean, it's not unfair. There's a great saying, if your opponent's eating themselves for lunch, give them a fork and stand back.
Right.
And to a certain extent,
this gives them a fork.
Yeah. I mean, you know, the thing is, like, Democrats, you almost think this is Joe Biden's actual campaign. They're like, look, we put men in women's locker rooms. And the vast majority of Americans, 80%+ are like, yeah, hard pass.
Yeah. And we brought now the one thing a Democrat wouldn't say is the words illegal immigrants.
Well, Joe Biden did.
That's true. One Democrat. Yeah, but he's memory
gone. He apologized.
Yeah, he apologized. But here's the thing. once again, on illegal immigration, I thought this ad made a great point, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, why are we paying for their stuff, basically? And the guy who's talking, and I happen to know it happens to be a black male, and because they've got the ad out. I just think it's very impressive. I think it's very important. And by the way, they're running this in areas where there is a much higher percentage of black and Hispanic Americans. I love it.
Smart campaigning.
Okay, let's take a break. When we come back, I want to talk a little bit more about how we're not being quite as smart in Colorado. Basically, talk a little more about why Warren is right. Sound good?
Sounds great.
Okay, up next is someone who's always right. That's Gino's Auto. They got an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. If you want the best working on your car, call Gino's. That's Gino's with the J at 303-794-6700.
Gino's Auto Service in Littleton is having a strut sale. Struts help in the stability and handling of your vehicle and provide a better ride. This month, get a $50 NAPA rebate with the installation of two NAPA quick struts or a $150 rebate with four NAPA quick struts. Have you had your struts checked recently? At Gino's, we check your struts every oil change. Stop in this month and we'll check your struts for free. For over 40 years, Gino's Auto Service has been serving Littleton and customers along the Front Range. We back up our work with NAPA's nationwide, peace of mind, 36-month, 36,000-mile warranty. To make your life simpler, Gino's offers loaner vehicles so you can drop your car off and pick up when ready. Don't forget to check out all our Gino's Google reviews for a good snapshot of our business. Give us a call or go online to schedule an appointment. We're AAA approved and located at Bowles and Platte Canyon. Stop in or visit us online at ginosautoservice.com. That's Gino's with a J.
Al Smith of Golden Eagle Financial will help you respond to rising inflation so your retirement plans aren't deflated. You're watching the cost of goods rise steadily and worried that your retirement won't be enough. Al Smith will be your strategic guide, helping you analyze past performance and interpret the market for your risk tolerance and expenses to foresee any potential areas to improve. And Al isn't all charts and graphs. He's a holistic planner, and he'll get to know you first to find out what your goals and unique circumstances are. After he understands what you want your retirement to look like, Al Smith will run a stress test on your portfolio against historic markets and strategically interpret how it'll react in given scenarios. Get started with Al Smith of Golden Eagle Financial and be certain your nest egg will grow and maintain your purchasing power in a down economy. Contact Al at Golden Eagle Financial for a free consultation today at klzradio.com/money. Investment advisory services offered through Brookstone Capital Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor. BCM and Golden Eagle Financial Limited are independent of each other. Insurance products and services are not offered through BCM, but are offered and sold through individually licensed and appointed agents.
To save money on your energy bill, your best opportunity is right now with Cub Creek Heating and AC. Cub Creek knows the prices for new HVAC equipment are rising sharply this year. So if you're looking for an upgrade or repair, now is the time. Refrigerant prices are already rising, and as the reserves are depleted, this issue will increase the price of air conditioner installation and servicing. Equipment costs for most manufacturers are also starting to rise due to regulatory changes, so that means the cost of parts and equipment is going to keep climbing. Even the cost of energy is skyrocketing with no signs of stopping. Ream Pro partner Cub Creek provides free estimates, and they aren't commission-based, so they will never upsell you. Cub Creek knows how to save money on your home's heating and AC. Financing is available, so make your appointment for a free estimate today and start saving money with Cub Creek Heating and AC at klzradio.com/HVAC.
Listen online, klzradio.com. Back to Rush to Reason.
And welcome back to Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Andy Pate filling in for John Rush along with Eli Bremmer. Eli, we got just a few minutes left here, and what I really want to talk about, once again, is the favoritism and the death of neutrality in the Colorado Republican Party. Okay, I'm going to reel off some examples of these, and I'm going to ask, am I exaggerating it at all? You ready?
Let's do it.
Okay, here we go. The Central Committee endorsed Donald Trump before the primary. This is unprecedented, completely unnecessary. He was going to win here anyway, and wholly divisive. Trump then rewarded Dave Williams, our state chair, by endorsing him in his congressional run. And get this, and openly praised Williams for helping deliver the biggest primary victory. Williams is our state chair, and a candidate praised him for helping him win the primary. Am I exaggerating any of that?
No, that's swampy is how I'd say that. It's political payback, and it was unnecessary. Trump was going to win anyway, but the precedent it sets here is pay to play politics.
Right, but the other candidates in our primary had donated $40,000 in, and their opponent was endorsed by the party.
Well, yes, and now the state party chair has spent that money on his own behalf in his own race in Colorado Springs running for Congress.
Right. Okay, next, our state chair used the incredibly valuable state party email listing to blast numerous pro-Trump messages with zero messages for any of the other candidates. This should have been forbidden to all primary candidates. Am I exaggerating anything?
Nope. And by the way, look at the shoe on the other foot. In 2016, the same cabal of people were very anti-Trump. And they tried to do the same thing at the time, and
right.
it was wrong then. Yep, and it was wrong then, and it's wrong now. Yep.
Okay, next. Our state chair is running in a primary for the U.S. House. By running, he is already endorsing himself, thus violating neutrality again. He's running against other Republicans. Am I exaggerating?
Not exaggerating, also wrong.
Okay, next. Our state chair claims this was done already by Ken Buck when he was chair. This claim is false. While chair, Buck only ran against the Democrat, never in a primary against Republicans, so no in-party neutrality was violated by his position. Am I correct?
You are correct.
Okay, next. Our state chair used the state party emails to launch his primary campaign against other Republicans. And he did not offer the same advantage to them or to any other Republicans running in other races. So he gave himself a massive advantage and not to anybody else using state party resources.
Also wrong.
Okay. Next, our state party chair then used the state party email, which is incredibly valuable, to flat out attack a primary opponent for Koch brothers connections and failing to support Trump. No opportunity for rebuttal was offered to my knowledge. Any exaggeration?
No exaggeration.
Okay, next. I've only got a couple more. I'm going quick here. Our state party used the state party email to endorse Jim Jordan for the House speakership, but never provided the same for Steve Scalise. This was a clear example of taking sides in a highly divisive debate in the party.
Yep. Not exaggerating.
More blatant bias. Last one. The state party email was then used to attack any one of the party leaders considered to be a quote-unquote rhinos or not grassroots. In other words, they're throwing names at people, calling them out by name, with the state party email calling out fellow Republicans by name and calling them rhinos, not grassroots, their establishment in this. Am I exaggerating that
at
all?
Not at all.
How is that not? You see, look, I want the leadership to do, it's very simple. Let me sum it. Serve all Republicans, favor none. Am I asking too much?
No. And you know what, Andy? This is true with every business, too. I went out yesterday because I got curious about this, and I looked at Boeing's position on diversity, equity, and inclusion. Now, if you haven't been following the news, Boeing has a problem. They're making bad airplanes that are falling apart.
Yep.
And for those of us who fly a lot, this is really concerning when, you know, doors fall off of the airplane. And Boeing has been putting
Well, you shouldn't have sat there.
Yeah, well, Boeing's been putting all of this effort into DEI. And you know what they should be putting effort into? Making safe airplanes.
Oh, that's crazy talking racist.
Isn't that weird? I know. And in the same way, the state party, the Republicans who get elected should be serving Republicans and serving values. And when they're getting distracted because of inter-party fights that they are picking, and when they're trying to decide who wins and loses, like Joy Overbeck was talking about on school board races, they are getting distracted from their primary mission, which is getting Republicans elected.
And it's bleeding down into the counties.
Oh, yeah. And it's being very counterproductive because here's what's really going on.
By the way, not in Arapaho. They're unbiased, that leadership team, just so you know. But it is happening in your county in Douglas. Go ahead.
Yeah. So this is, as I said, it's counterproductive, but also because of the types of people who are sort of more corruptible on this, they want to affiliate with people that are not as well liked by the voters. So they're picking bad candidates, costs more money, and we lose more elections.
And it's going to divide us. It's Matt Gaetz on a local scale, isn't it?
Absolutely.
And it's not going to work, folks. We need to get back to putting leaders in place, not just in Colorado, but in all the states, for the GOP organizations that serve all Republicans and let the voters decide who they like more. Okay, folks, that's the end of our number two. In hour three, we're going to hear from Larry Behrens of Power of the Future. I love him. And then we're going to hear from Jersey Joe. Until then, keep it right here on Rush to Reason, KLZ 560.